Slide 1. This component, Health Management Information Systems, is a theory component specific to healthcare and public health applications. The topic for the first unit of this component is, What is Health Informatics? Unit 1 consists of two lectures, each followed by a discussion question. A two-page final paper is also part of this unit, along with a self-assessment. This is Lecture 1, Introduction to Health Informatics. It defines information management, information technology, and informatics, describes the fundamental theorem of informatics, explains the meaning of biomedical and health informatics as a field of study, offers definitions of the major biomedical informatics areas of applications, and provides an overview of informatics drivers and trends. Lecture 2 defines the informatics team, their skills, roles, and responsibilities, and identifies how health informaticians process data into information and knowledge for healthcare tasks with the support of information technology to improve patient care. Slide 2. Lecture 1 has five objectives. By the end of this lecture, the student should be able to define information management, information technology, and informatics. Explain the basic theoretical concept that underlies informatics practice. Define the meaning of biomedical and health informatics as a field of study. Describe the biomedical informatics areas of applications. And summarize the informatics drivers and trends. Slide 3. Let's begin with defining information management, information technology, and informatics. According to Wikipedia, information management is the collection and management of information from one or more sources and the distribution of that information to one or more audiences. If the type of information were health, then health information management would entail acquisition, organization, storage, retrieval, and dissemination of health information from a multitude of places. The purpose is ensuring availability, accuracy, and protection of health information that is needed by a variety of individuals in the delivery of healthcare services and to support decision-making activities. An example of information management would be deploying a content or document management system. Slide 4. The next definition in the series of terms closely related to information management and informatics is information technology. Wikipedia defines information technology as a general term that describes any technology that helps to produce, manipulate, store, communicate, and/or disseminate information. When you think of information technology, some things that should come to mind are computer networks, database and systems administration, security, and programming. Therefore, information technology could be used in the management of information. Connecting information technology to health, Brailer and Thompson, in describing the National Health IT Strategic Framework in 2004, defined health information technology as the application of information processing involving both computer hardware and software that deals with the storage, retrieval, sharing, and use of healthcare information, data, and knowledge for communication and decision-making. An example of health information technology would be administrative and financial systems that facilitate billing, accounting, and other administrative tasks. Slide 5. The final definition in this information series comes from authors Elmer Bernstam, Jack Smith, and Todd Johnson in their article, What is Biomedical Informatics? Based on their research, they determined data, information, and knowledge were central to informatics. Their literature review and subsequent analysis concluded in the following definition of informatics. Informatics is the science of information, where information is defined as data with meaning. So, to summarize, Wikipedia defines information management as the collection and management of information from one or more sources and the distribution of that information to one or more audiences, and information technology as any technology that helps to produce, manipulate, store, communicate, and/or disseminate information. Thus, the similarity is that all involve information in some way. However, a critical difference between information management, information technology, and informatics is in the object of study, where information management focuses on the organization and dissemination of information technology on the tools and machines, and informatics on the optimal use of meaningful data. Slide 6. In order to gain a better understanding of informatics, one needs to learn the differences between data, information, knowledge, and wisdom. As explained in the previous slide, Elmer Bernstam, Jack Smith, and Todd Johnson's research showed data, information, and knowledge were central to informatics. In their article, they referenced Acoff's Data, Information, Knowledge, and Wisdom, DIKW hierarchy. In another article by Jennifer Rowley, the DIKW hierarchy is explored in detail. Rowley states, "The hierarchy is used to contextualize data, information, knowledge, and sometimes wisdom, with respect to one another, and to identify and describe the processes involved in the transformation of an entity at a lower level in the hierarchy to an entity at a higher level in the hierarchy, for example, information. The implicit assumption is that data can be used to create information. Information can be used to create knowledge, and knowledge can be used to create wisdom. Data are simple symbols, isolated facts, and measurements. When such data are processed, put into a context, and combined within a structure, information emerges. Information provides the answers to who, what, when, and where. When information is given meaning by interpreting it, that is, there is an application of data and knowledge, information becomes knowledge. Knowledge answers the how questions. Finally, wisdom is evaluated understanding and answers the why questions." Slide 7. As a further explanation of DIKW cited in references.com, DIKW is the proposed structuring of data, information, knowledge, and wisdom in an information hierarchy where each layer adds certain attributes over and above the previous one. Data is the most basic level. Information adds context. Knowledge adds how to use it. And wisdom adds when to use it. As such, DIKW is a model that can be useful to understanding analysis and the importance and limits of conceptual works. Going back then to Bernstam, Smith, and Johnson and their definition of informatics, that is, informatics is the science of information, where information is defined as data with meaning. Central to informatics is the processing of data so that they are meaningful. Moving on, the next slide discusses the fundamental theorem of informatics. Slide 8. Digging further into this thing called informatics, in a viewpoint paper published in the Journal of the American Medical Informatics Association, Dr. Friedman proposed a fundamental theorem of informatics. According to Merriam-Webster's online dictionary, a theorem is an idea accepted or proposed as a demonstrable truth, often as a part of general theory, and a theory is the analysis of a set of facts in their relation to one another. Dr. Friedman utilized an illustration to represent the theorem. The picture is that of parentheses, picture of a head of a person, a plus sign, picture of a computer, parentheses, greater than symbol, picture of a head of a person. According to Dr. Friedman, this picture is to be interpreted to mean a person working in partnership with an information resource is better than that same person unassisted. He explains in the article, "The metaphoric person depicted in the theorem can be a clinician, a scientist, a student, a patient, or an administrator. The person can also be a team or group, or even an organization. The information resource is any mechanism capable of providing information or knowledge or advice to support the person's completion of a task. Information resources are usually, but do not have to be, computer-based. The plus in the figure is intended to convey interaction between the person and the resource, the outcome of which is determined by what the information resource is capable of, as well as how the person elects to use it. The plus symbol is employed because of its universal recognition, but it is not to be read literally in the sense of mathematical addition. The parentheses further connote a bonding between the person and resource, and suggest that the person-resource interaction is shaped by its environment or organizational context. Better and the greater than inequality are used loosely by intention, so as not to convey specific requirements for testing the theorem." Slide 9. Now that you have a better understanding of informatics, let's look at where one would find this science applied. As one would expect, there is not just one segment or domain for informatics. Any domain where there is a need for analysis of data and dissemination of information through the use of computer applications is a possible application domain. These include a wide range of industries, including entertainment, hotel management, law and law enforcement, healthcare, and many other fields where computer technology interfaces with people. As the focus of this unit is, what is health informatics? Informatics and its application to healthcare will be explored further. Slide 10. While various perspectives of informatics and its application to healthcare have been published, two have been chosen for review and discussion because of their significance within the field. The first definition comes from the American Medical Informatics Association, or AMIA. AMIA is a nonprofit organization dedicated to the development and application of medical informatics in the support of patient care, teaching, research, and health administration. They are seen as the prominent informatics organization in the U.S. According to their website, AMIA is the professional home for biomedical and health informatics. For over 30 years, the members of AMIA and its honorific college, the American College of Medical Informatics, ACMI, have sponsored meetings, education, policy, and research programs. The federal government frequently calls upon AMIA as a source of informed, unbiased opinions on policy issues relating to the national health information infrastructure, uses and protection of personal health information, and public health considerations, among others. AMIA's definition, therefore, is essential to understand. Accordingly, biomedical and health informatics has to do with all aspects of understanding and promoting the effective organization, analysis, management, and use of information in healthcare. While the field of biomedical and health informatics shares the general scope of these interests with some other healthcare specialties and disciplines, biomedical and health informatics has developed its own areas of emphasis and approaches that have set it apart from other disciplines and specialties. The second definition comes from another highly respected source for biomedical informatics material, the textbook Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine. Shortlift defines biomedical informatics as the scientific field that deals with biomedical information, data, and knowledge, their storage, retrieval, and optimal use for problem-solving and decision-making. As a field of study, Shortlift states biomedical informatics is concerned with the broad range of issues in the management and use of biomedical information, including biomedical computing and the study and nature of biomedical information itself. Slide 11. The chapter, The Computer Meets Medicine and Biology, The Emergence of a Discipline, from the textbook Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, edited by Edward Shortlift, with James Cimino as associate editor, contains a description of biomedical informatics, which is represented by the diagram shown on the slide. Informatics is viewed as four subfields: public health informatics, clinical informatics, imaging informatics, and bioinformatics, each with a specific focus as represented by the left-hand side. The right-hand side lists the component sciences in biomedical informatics, which includes computer science, clinical science, basic biomedical science, cognitive science, bioengineering, management science, and epidemiology and statistics. The next few slides explain this diagram further. Slide 12. To begin, Shortlift defines biomedical informatics as the scientific field that deals with biomedical information, data, and knowledge, their storage, retrieval, and optimal use for problem-solving and decision-making. As a field of study, Shortlift states biomedical informatics is concerned with the broad range of issues in the management and use of biomedical information, including biomedical computing and the study and nature of biomedical information itself. Slide 13. Biomedical informatics encompasses public health, clinical and imaging informatics, as well as the biological and biomolecular informatics domains. Some examples of a biomedical informatics application drawn from a brochure published by the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey include reducing diagnostic uncertainties and improving clinical decision-making by using computing techniques and information technologies, utilizing computational approaches and modern computer-based techniques in drug design, molecular genetics, and cellular genetics to solve complex clinical problems. Designing large databases of digitized medical images for use in medical decision-making, teleradiology, or teleconsultation. These four subfields, public health informatics, clinical informatics, imaging informatics, and bioinformatics, are where the informatics applications are geared toward a specific area, such as the individual in the case of clinical informatics. The next four slides provide additional information for each subfield. Slide 14. The first informatics segment is public health informatics. As defined in the textbook, Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, public health informatics is an application area of biomedical informatics in which the field's methods and techniques are applied to problems drawn from the domain of public health. Public health informatics is population and society focused. Examples of public health informatics applications include National Notifiable Disease Surveillance System, the National Electronic Telecommunications System for Surveillance, NETS, Immunization Registries, Immunization Information Systems, and Homeland Security, Bioterrorism. Slide 15. The second informatics segment is clinical informatics. As defined in the textbook, Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, clinical informatics is the application of biomedical informatics in the patient care domain. It is a combination of computer science, information science, and clinical science designed to assist in the management and processing of clinical data, information, and knowledge to support clinical practice. Clinical informatics is individual, patient-oriented focused. An example of clinical informatics applications would be the electronic medical record. Slide 16. The third informatics segment is imaging informatics. As defined in the textbook, Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, imaging informatics is concerned with the common issues that arise in all image modalities, relating to the acquisition of images in or conversion to digital form, and the analysis, manipulation, and use of those images once they are in digital form. Imaging informatics is tissues and organs focused. An example of imaging informatics applications is a CT scanner, which uses software algorithms to recreate a three-dimensional image of the body parts. Another example is Picture Archiving and Communication Systems, PACS, which are a combination of hardware and software dedicated to the short and long-term storage, retrieval, management, distribution, and presentation of images. The final informatics segment is bioimaging informatics. As defined in the textbook, Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, bioinformatics is the study of how information is represented and transmitted in biological systems, starting at the molecular level. Bioinformatics is molecular and cellular processes focused. An example of bioinformatics applications is genomic sequencing. Slide 18. Having covered the subdisciplines of biomedical informatics, Shortliff addresses the component sciences that biomedical informatics draws on and contributes to. These include computer science, clinical science, basic biomedical science, cognitive science, bioengineering, management science, epidemiology, and statistics. Following are some brief definitions of each. All are from answers.com. Computer science. The study of computation and computer technology, hardware, and software. Clinical science. The practical study of medical principles or investigations using controlled procedures to evaluate results. Biomedical science. The application of information technology to the fields of biomedical research and healthcare. Cognitive science. The study of the nature of various mental tasks and the processes that enable them to be performed. Bioengineering. The application of engineering principles to the fields of biology and medicine, as in the development of aids or replacements for defective or missing body organs. Management science. School of management emphasizing the use of mathematics and statistics as an aid in resolving production and operations problems. epidemiology, and statistics. The branch of medical science dealing with the transmission and control of disease, and the mathematics of the collection, organization, and interpretation of numerical data, especially the analysis of population characteristics by inference from sampling. These will be revisited in Lecture 2. Slide 19. Let's now explore what is a driving force in healthcare that is fueling the need for informatics applications. The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, or ARRA, is officially Public Law 111-5, signed into law February 2009. ARRA provides many different stimulus opportunities, one of which is $19.2 billion for health IT. The Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health, often referred to as HITECH, is a provision of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. The HITECH section of ARRA deals with many of the health information communication and technology provisions. ARRA, and specifically HITECH, has become a major driver of health informatics through its many different stimulus opportunities, one of which is $19.2 billion for health information technology. HITECH defines health information technology, or health IT, as hardware, software, integrated technologies or related licenses, intellectual property, upgrades or packaged solutions, sold as services that are designed for or support the use by healthcare entities or patients for the electronic creation, maintenance, access, or exchange of health information. The funding is expected to assist providers and states in adopting and utilizing health IT in order to achieve widespread adoption of health IT and enable electronic exchange of health information. Slide 20. Why else are informatics applications a growing need? Trends which are stimulating the need for health informatics applications include the focus on e-health, the adoption and implementation of electronic medical records, or EMRs, and electronic health records, or EHRs, and the growing desire to be able to electronically exchange health information across organizations within a region, community, or hospital system. The application of information technology to healthcare is a critical tool in achieving the benefits of e-health, EMRs, EHRs, and health information exchange. As you will learn later in this unit, practitioners of informatics, known as informaticians, use information technology to advance cost-effective care, high-quality care, and patient safety. But first, let's review the connection informatics has to e-health, electronic medical records, electronic health records, and health information exchange. Slide 21. A general direction with regards to health IT relates to the global environment. The World Health Organization, or WHO, a United Nations agency responsible for directing and coordinating international health activities, recognized a trend involving the use of information and communication technologies and its impact on healthcare delivery, public health, research, and health-related activities. With this recognition, WHO set about defining e-health and developing a WHO e-health strategy to help direct WHO's activities on e-health. E-health, as defined by the WHO, is the use of information and communication technologies, ICT, for health to, for example, treat patients, pursue research, educate students, track diseases, and monitor public health. The HIMSS definition is the application of internet and other related technologies in the healthcare industry to improve the access, efficiency, effectiveness, and quality of clinical and business processes utilized by healthcare organizations, practitioners, patients, and consumers to improve the health status of patients. Thus, there is a very close connection between e-health and informatics, as it is the combined use of electronic communication and information technology in the health segment. Some in the industry see e-health as a sub-discipline of health informatics. Certainly, the application of information and communication technology to healthcare is a critical tool in achieving the benefits of e-health, such as improving healthcare delivery. An example of e-health is telemedicine, which is delivery of healthcare at a distance, most often via the internet. Slide 22. Another trend of health IT which is impacting the field of health informatics is the adoption of electronic medical records, or EMRs, and electronic health records, or EHRs. These applications could be thought of as centerpieces of health informatics. The National Alliance for Health Information Technologies report, Defining Key Health Information Technology Terms, defines an EMR as an electronic record of health-related information on an individual that can be created, gathered, managed, and consulted by authorized clinicians and staff within one healthcare organization. An electronic medical record is a record of medical care created, managed, and maintained by one healthcare organization. EMRs, being an electronic equivalent of an individual's legal medical record for use by providers and staff within one healthcare organization, are part of the health information technology infrastructure and have a direct tie to health informatics. Slide 23. A related trend driving the health IT market and the direction the healthcare industry is going is the implementation of electronic health records. As with electronic medical records, EHRs could be considered to be the center of health informatics. In the National Alliance for Health Information Technologies report, defining key health information technology terms is this definition. An electronic record of health-related information on an individual that conforms to nationally recognized interoperability standards and that can be created, managed, and consulted by authorized clinicians and staff across more than one healthcare organization. Key components of electronic health records include administrative system components, laboratory system components, radiology system components, pharmacy system components, computerized provider order entry, and clinical documentation. Being a repository of individual health records that reside in numerous information systems and locations, EHRs are intended to support efficient, high-quality, integrated healthcare, independent of the place and time of healthcare delivery. Consequently, EHRs, too, are part of a health information technology infrastructure and therefore linked to health informatics. Slide 24. The final trend is the utilization of health IT in order to achieve widespread adoption of health IT and enable electronic exchange of health information. The National Alliance for Health Information Technologies report, Defining Key Health Information Technology Terms, defines a health information exchange as the electronic movement of health-related information among organizations according to nationally recognized standards. Answers.com explains HIE is a system that enables exchange of healthcare information between hospitals and regions. The information is not only used to provide medical data for people who move to a different geographic area, but also to provide statistics for public health in general. There are many local, state, and national HIE initiatives going on throughout the U.S. For example, the website for the Illinois HIE, ILHIE, states their perspective on HIE as the use of electronic medical records and e-prescribing to assist medical providers in understanding a patient's full medical history. Health Information Exchange supports the sharing of health-related information to facilitate coordinated care through the utilization of EHRs. EHRs draw information from many sources through Health Information Exchange. Thus, the process of Health Information Exchange is another piece of the health information technology infrastructure and informatics. This concludes Lecture 1, Introduction to Health Informatics, which provided an overview of informatics drivers and trends, defined information management, information technology, and informatics, described the fundamental theorem of informatics, explained the meaning of biomedical and health informatics as a field of study, and offered definitions of the major biomedical informatics areas of applications. Lecture 2, Roles and Skills of Health Informaticians, defines the informatics team, their skills, roles, and responsibilities, and identifies how health informaticians process data into information and knowledge for healthcare tasks with the support of information technology to improve patient care.